This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I lost everything because of the lack of humility, because I forgot to take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become. And it was interesting. People ask me, how the hell does someone that's so educated and had such business success, how do you lose over $100 million? How do you go from that high up? Someone that, I'm not a football player, you know, I'm the one who is helping all the players not go bankrupt. How does that happen? And it was simply, I surrounded myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And so I started looking at the criteria of what that actually meant when Napoleon Hill said, you're the aggregate of the five people that you spend the most time with. I went beyond what he was teaching. I said to myself, who feeds me and who bleeds me? And then determinative upon who feeds me and who bleeds me is how relative are they to me? Because, for example, I'm sure your children bleed you, and I'm sure we bled our parents. Well, we're so relative to them that it's a joy to be bled by your children. It's just like I believe it's a joy to be bled by my mom now that she's 80. And so relativity became a criteria after I determined whether somebody was feeding me or bleeding me. And then the third component was association, that sometimes we're put in association with people where we have to protect ourselves, but we're, you know, at a cubbyhole next to them at work, or we're both on the board of directors of a large company or an organization. And so when I was dissecting how I ended up bankrupt, how I ended up making such major mistakes, not just financially, I almost ended up divorced, right? The greatest decision of my life to marry my dream girl. And it took me years before she didn't hate me. And then I started back down the road for her to hate me again. But all of these things had to do with the frequency of vibration, to understand that people themselves are conduits of inspiration, and that I was now going to curate my life by the people and ideas that I surrounded myself with. And if you didn't fall within the context of bleeding and feeding, relativity and association, I would just let you fall away from my life or even fire you from my life. And now that it's such a blessing with so much content out there, and so it's so much easier today to fire someone from your life or even fall away from your life than it was, you know, back in 2008 when I went bankrupt, because some people don't even notice that you fired them or let them fall away today. But trust me, when my wife told me, you got to fire your three best friends from childhood or else I'm not going to stay married to you, they noticed.